What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lou. You already know this is Poverty Talk. And the topic for tonight is friendships, good or bad. And I want to talk about friendships because nowadays, you know, you don't really know who your friends are because everybody's for self. And I say good or bad friendships because there are a lot of beneficial friendships. There are people that have been friends for years. You know, they go through hell and hot water with each other. They don't, you know, see each other down. They comfort each other. They support each other. They support each other's goals, businesses, lifestyles, if it's a healthy one, and so forth. So, you know, there are friendships that do exist. There are healthy friendships, and there are also bad friendships and some that we should have let go. And the universe has told us time and time again to, you know, get this person out of our life, out of our circle. And sometimes we continue to try to see people for who we want them to be instead of who they truly are. And that's why I wanted to talk about friendships tonight, because I want to know, you know, who are your true friends? And when I say who are your true friends, who are those people that you can go to if you are in a hardship? Somebody that you can talk to if you are feeling depressed or suicidal, or, you know, went through a bad breakup and you don't have to worry about them judging you or using their own personal internal feelings to down you or kick you down while you're in that situation. You know, somebody that you can always depend on, always call on. Who are your true friends and what kind of friend are you? Because a lot of times we talk about friendships and people being our friend and or people stabbing us in the back and things like that. And you got to ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? None of us are perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I feel like if you know what type of friendship, you know, that you can be an asset to, then it kind of makes you be clearer on the type of people that you need to be around. In my case, I've always been a go-to man. Somebody that they always call no matter what they're going through. Like I said, it can be hardships, it can be something positive, because no matter what, I'm always cheering them on, I'm always uplifting them. And even when I don't feel at my best and at my whole, I'm still there. Even when I don't have it all, $5, whatever, I'll spend it with who, you know, my friend, whoever's with me. I feel like I sacrificed a lot of myself being a friend to other people that weren't a true friend to me. So, but I've known at times I can say things that hurt people's feelings. And sometimes it's just the truth. It's just how I honestly feel. But it comes with no regard of how the other person feels. And that's not always right. Sometimes you have to, you know, put your guard down a little bit or tone your voice down when you're addressing certain situations, because everybody doesn't have tough skin. So what kind of friend are you? It's something that you need to think about. You know, we need to think about as people. And, you know, the friendship that you have, are they beneficial to your lifestyle? Whether it's your current lifestyle or your upcoming lifestyle where you're trying to better yourself and do better for yourself. Are the people around you doing the same for themselves? Do they want the same for you that you want for yourself? Or do they want the same for themselves? You know, because you can't be around people that is not on your level mentally or, you know, physically, or, you know, they don't have the same motivation as you, because it becomes a draining situation and you kind of get tired of doing the same things over and over again. And in some cases with me, like, I'm at the point where, you know, I'm getting into my Aquarius mode, you know, where my aloofness is kicking in, where I'm just by myself and kind of kicking it by myself just to recharge myself. And I tend to do that, and I tend to step off, not to, you know, make anybody feel any kind of way or anything. It's just that when I feel like so much has been sucked out of me, I have to pull away and recharge. And people that have known me over the years or that's been friends with me know that this is something that I do normally just to stay sane on my part, you know. And if you can't accept that, then you're not a true friend of mine, because this is one of my characteristics. You know, I'll be the life of the party, and I'll be out, and then boom, you won't see me for weeks, for months. And then people be like, dang, well, Lou, where you been? I've been chilling. I've been around. I just ain't been around you. No offense. Like I said, it has nothing to do with the other person. Sometimes it does, but most of the time it doesn't. Most of the time is I see things and I feel certain vibes and energies and I feel like I'm getting drained from it. So I kind of step back from it. And I can feel that coming along now around this time in the universe because it's nice outside. So I tend to be around more individuals and different energies a lot because the nice weather keeps us out. So when it comes to these type of friends, you have to level it out who's who. So, I know I can build with this friend. I can go out with this friend. If I need to talk, I know I can tell this friend because this is not going to go outside of us. And then you have those friends that pretend, it's only beneficial for them. The friends that you've been down with, they've been down and you've been holding them down. And then when they, get in a certain lane or get a couple dollars or get a new job or a new boyfriend, and then they kind of just shut you out and shut other people out as if, they didn't need the assistance or you wasn't there for them, and then it's just the weird, the energy, when you kind of can feel it. And if you in tune with who you are and your energies and in the universe, you'll kind of figure out who's who. And growing up still, I'm only 31, so I'm still learning who's who. And sometimes, like I said, the universe will tell you to get rid of this person because the person is not good for you. But you keep trying to find a good in the person based off of history. But once you've been disrespected, belittled, betrayed, and played, history means nothing. So we have to, allow ourselves to stop holding on to people that the universe actually wanted us to get rid of a long, long time ago. So those are the questions for the topic tonight on good and bad friendships. Who are your true friends? What kind of friend are you? And are the friendships you have now beneficial to your current or upcoming lifestyle? Y'all already know who it is. Your girl, Lady Lou. This is Poverty Talk. Peace.